At this time, the Works Progress Administration offers a program by the Federal Music Project under the direction of Dr. Nikolai Sokolov. The featured musical group during this period is the Federal Music Project's Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Samuel Gardner. First, we are to hear the overture to L'Isola di Zibitata by Haydn. The libretto for this interesting work was written by the famous Italian Metastasio during his stay at the Viennese court. There it was introduced in 1781.
Thank you.
America is producing in almost as great a volume as it did in 1929. Why then, you may ask, are there three or four times as many unemployed? Well, more and more hand labor is being replaced by bigger and better machines. It now takes only 9 people to do the work which provided jobs for 10 in 1929. Also, 500,000 more young people come of working age than retire or die in the older brackets. These are only 2 among numerous factors in the growth of unemployment, but they serve to illustrate that America must produce at higher and higher levels if our industrial system is to employ our people despite the steady improvement of machines. On the other hand, who is to buy the products turned out by American industry in greater and greater volume? Certainly the soundest and most dependable market is the American people. But these people will be able to consume only in the degree that they can afford to buy. Their purchasing power, now and in the future, must be a serious concern of all who want the system to work. Our program continues now with the chamber orchestra featured in the overture to The Magic Flute. It is interesting to note that while the light-hearted Viennese flocked to hear this opera and listen to the master's incomparable melodies, Mozart lay on his deathbed, struggling in a vain attempt to complete his own requiem. The overture opens with the stately chords, followed by an impressive adagio. Then a vivacious fugue theme is taken up in turn by the various instruments. The delightful fugato, one of the finest ever written, is eloquent testimony of Mozart's skill as a composer.
Thank you.
conclude this program by the Works Progress Administration's Federal Music Project Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Samuel Gardner. The featured musicians have been taken from relief roles to maintain their skill and to provide education and entertainment for the general public.